Lights drive my soul on 107.7 Pulse FM. Good morning, it's Scooter and Jack at 7:12.
And the political universe is heating up. Last night, Kevin Falcon announced that he was going to run for the leadership of the BC Liberal Party. That's going to be interesting. We don't have to deal with that until February. But on a little more of a local level, there's a civic by-election happening in Richmond. And this morning, we're lucky enough to be joined by Andy Hobbs, who is running in that election. So good morning, Andy. Thanks so much for joining us. Why don't you start by just giving us a little bit of background and telling us, like, about this election, what it is and who it's for?
Well, Richmond is having a civic by-election on May 29th because there's a vacancy on council and they'll be electing one councillor. That's what the election is about. So for me, I'm running as an independent candidate for that seat and trying to reach out to a number of people. To encourage them to participate in the election and hopefully vote for me. A little bit of background about myself is I grew up in Richmond, was raised here. We raised our three now adult children here, and we have three, soon to be five, grandchildren, all living in Richmond. And I've been a volunteer for a long time in Richmond, since probably grade five at Thompson Elementary School, starting with a litter bug campaign and just continued on through things like coaching and Kigu Swim Club and basketball and baseball, and then other boards like the Intercultural Advisory Committee, the Hospital Foundation Outreach Committee, quite a few actually. And right now, currently, I'm still on three volunteer boards, and those are the Search and Rescue Board out of Stevenson and the Tourism Richmond Board, and I'm also the chair of the Britannia Heritage Shipyard Society. So those are all volunteer roles. I served on the school board for two terms between 2002 and 2008. And for work, I was in the Vancouver Police Department for over 35 years and retired as a superintendent. And that included a year as chief of transit police. And to start all that off, I was actually an auxiliary in Richmond for about 2 years.
Wow.
How do you find the time for all of that, Andy?
You know, I like doing it. So
yeah.
I don't mind. Like even this election campaign, you know, dropping leaflets and, you know, talking to reporters and things. I don't mind doing that. I kind of enjoy it. So it's good in that respect. It is a long haul for sure. But the volunteer stuff, that's how I guess I was raised. And so you service to the community in some shape or form is just what I've always done. It's just, you probably have noticed in your life, busy people are kind of the people that, you know, they're busy because they're the people that do things. So mm-hmm. You have to like it. You have to enjoy it. You have to believe in it.
You've got the drive, as they say.
Yeah, you could say drive. Yeah, you could call it something else. But, I think
cool.
those things are what make a community work. So it is kind of a fabric that's woven into a society that I think the more volunteers and people you have out there, there are lots of other people doing lots of great things.
Yeah. What do you see as the biggest or singular biggest or, you know, one or two kind of biggest issues that people in Richmond and maybe the community at large are facing right now?
Well, the biggest issue right now for the region and for, you know, the world really is getting through COVID. I mean, that's the number one overall issue. Other than that, right now in Metro Vancouver, community safety is a big issue and obviously part of my background. And, you know, with the recent gang shootings and gang activity, it's, you know, at or nearing a peak. And so that's a big issue. And councils have a leadership role in that in terms of setting priorities and working with the police and other stakeholder groups for strategies to combat that, which I can comment on more. But, you know, in a more normal sense, when those things aren't happening, big issues for me in Richmond are the ALR, farming, and food security. I've been involved in that for a long time, even herding cows and baling hay as a kid where some farms no longer exist. But housing is an issue for people, different housing options. People use the term affordability, but that means different things for different people. One of my major concerns is having more housing options for people so that kids my age or kids that are the age of my kids can have a possibility of owning a home in the city that they were born and raised in. That's important to me. Protection of the Fraser River is a big issue for everybody. There are a number of species that are on the, you know, danger of being extinct list. And tied into the Fraser is obviously the estuary on the west side of Richmond. That's a big thing. And another thing that's important to me is preservation of historical sites and culture in Richmond, because that's very important for, like, the village of Steveston, for instance, and the tourism aspect to it, Britannia, that I'm the chair of. Those are actually big drivers for the economy. They bring in tourists, they bring in visitors, they bring in residents, and those people all sustain the various businesses that are there, not just restaurants, but also shops and other businesses. So
what do you like to do for fun? Like, where do you go for a beer? What, like, tell us about, like, you know, where are we going to find you on a Friday night? That type of thing.
I don't believe in fun. I'm not that busy. You know, I'm not busier than other people. There's lots of people that do more than me, just to make that clear. And if I was more organized, I probably would be less busy. So lack of organization makes you busier, right? But for fun and things like that, we have a lot of family activities. We have pretty extensive, friend network in Richmond during normal times, and a pretty large family. So that takes up a lot of time. Recreationally, we like going skiing. I love Silver Star, for instance. Local mountains are good, too. Mm-hmm. Whistler's beautiful. But Silver Star is such a cute little town. We love going to that, but we didn't get to go. And then some cycling and things like that, lower impact sports now. But when I'm dragged out, there's some great places in Steveston. And, you know, the problem is in Richmond, if you start naming some, you leave some off. But I will name a couple. Like, I like Legends. O'Hare's is great. The Catch, the Blue Canoe.
Yeah.
There's a lot. And
we are intimately familiar with the Blue Canoe.
Yes.
We've had a couple of meals there over the years.
And then if you want to have some fun and just kind of get a little bit immersed in nature, I mean, the dike trails and everything are fantastic, too.
It really is a beautiful city and a wonderful part of our community. So we wish you luck and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to catch up with you one of those nights at the Blue Canoe. I don't know if you're going to get us out on a bicycle, even though it's low impact. Yeah. You know, so I don't know if you're going to get us out there, but we'll meet you for a beer after your ride. How's that?
Andy, do you have any kind of final remarks or anything that we didn't touch on that you kind of want to get out before the election comes up?
Well, I think in terms of the election, I'm asking people to vote for me, obviously. And mm-hmm. I think our council right now can benefit from somebody who has a tremendous amount of experience, which I do have, both at the executive level, not just from the police department and police boards, but also governance from being on boards like Tourism Richmond or the school board or the transit police board. I have a tremendous amount of volunteer experience, which ties me into the history and the present day of the community as well. And I have a large family with a lot of connected experience and friends in Richmond and just a long history in this community. And I think it's important that we elect somebody like myself who will bring a balanced view and kind of a respectful attitude. And I have a lot of experience in bringing different groups together and working towards a common solution and getting kind of a win-win. And I have a proven track record doing that. And I think that's important to elect people that have experience, because like they say, experience is what you get right after you needed it. And I do have experience going into it.
Yeah.
So I think that's important.
I love that quote. You don't get it until after you needed it.
Sometimes, right?
Sometimes, so. Yeah. We appreciate chatting with you, and all the best.
Oh, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Andy. Come in, come in. Get that. Get that. On FM.